And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 23rd of February, 2017. It was on this day, 1940, that Woody Guthrie, sitting in his hotel room at Hanover House in New York City, sat down and wrote the lyrics to This Land Is Your Land. The first mass inoculation of the Salk polio vaccine began on this date in 1954 at the Arsenal Elementary School in Pittsburgh. The year before, there had been 35,000 reported cases of polio in the country, and by 1962, after the vaccine came into general usage, there were 161. It's the birthday of George Friedrich Handel, born in Halle, Germany, in 1685. He saw that the music scene in London was much livelier and much more lucrative, and so he moved to London. He was just 25 years old, composed an opera, Rinaldo, in 2 weeks, wrote and performed for Queen Anne, who gave him a good salary. He became a British citizen shortly thereafter. Handel said, "What the English like is something they can beat time to, something that hits them straight on the drum of the ear." King George I wanted a concert on the Thames, and Handel composed his famous water music for him. King George riding in a barge, and another barge carrying about 50 musicians, and thousands of Londoners standing on the shore. When people were not so interested in Italian opera, which he'd been writing, Handel turned to composing oratorios. He composed Messiah in 24 days. When his music for the Royal Fireworks debuted, more than 12,000 people came to hear it. He lived in a rented house at 25 Brook Street in the Mayfair District of London, now the Handel House Museum, had no wife, no children, left most of his money to his servants and various charities. It's the birthday of Samuel Pepys, the famous diarist, born London, 1633. Father was a tailor. Pepys was the fifth of 11 children, went to Magdalen College at Cambridge, got a job doing various things for his cousin, Admiral Edward Montagu, and through his cousin's connections, he got a job as clerk of the Acts of the Navy, which gave him a nice annual salary. He started keeping his diary on the 1st of January, 1660. He made a New Year's resolution that he was going to do it. And thanks to that, we know a good deal about the plague of 1665, the great fire of 1666, and the coronation of Charles II. He also wrote about his own health and what he ate and his love affairs. Gave up the diary in 1669, fearing that his eyesight was failing. And it's the birthday of John Camp, born in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 1944, known by his pen name John Sanford, writer of thrillers, most of them set in Minneapolis and St. Paul. He said, "When people kill up here, it's not the chaotic street crime they have in Miami. We have these elaborate, cold-blooded murders that incubate in the winters." His next novel, Golden Prey, comes out this April. Here's a poem for today by Kirsten Dierking entitled Lucky. All this time, the life you were supposed to live has been rising around you like the walls of a house designed with warm, harmonious lines, as if you had actually planned it that way, as if you had stacked up bricks at random and built, by mistake, a lucky star. Lucky, poem by Kirsten Dierking, from Northern Oracle, published by Spout Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Since you appreciate hearing great poetry and prose each day, sign up for our Writer's Almanac newsletter. You'll get today's poem, extra daily history notes, and more. Keep in touch and subscribe today at writersalmanac.org/newsletter.